The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a New York state law that had restricted who could get a permit to carry a gun in public. Under the law, in place since 1913, New York residents needed to show proper cause or an actual need to carry a concealed handgun in public for self-defense. The ruling was 6-3.
Well, joining us live to talk about it, NBC Justice correspondent Pete Williams. Pete, great to have you back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yes, it's a historic ruling because this is the first time the Supreme Court has ever defined what the Second Amendment means when it talks about the right to keep and bear arms. Now we know the answer.
And what is the majority of the court saying about this law and how they believe it conflicts with the Second Amendment?
Well, they say that because in New York, first of all, there's no right to carry a gun openly in New York. So the only way you could carry a gun outside the home legally in New York is to get a concealed carry permit, and you had to show some special need. And what the Supreme Court said is there's no other constitutional right that requires showing some special need to exercise it. Not the First Amendment, not the Sixth Amendment right to confront your accuser in court. So that's not how the Second Amendment works, and for that reason, the New York law is unconstitutional. But I think one of the most interesting parts of the decision is much more a far-reaching language that's going to go far beyond New York, because Justice Thomas, who wrote the majority opinion, said it's not enough that there's a concern for public safety to justify gun controls. He said that gun regulations have to be consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, and that's a very high bar.
But Pete, in the Constitution, the Second Amendment doesn't actually, the language at least, doesn't actually say people have the right to bear arms to protect themselves. It's written for militias, isn't it?
Well, you know, the Supreme Court answered that question in 2008 in a case here from Washington, D.C., the Heller case, where it said for the very first time that the Second Amendment provides an individual right, not a militia right, but an individual right. And what it said in that case is a right to have a gun at home for self-defense. Now it's taking it further outside the home and saying the Second Amendment provides a right to carry a handgun outside the home for self-defense.
Now, one of the things that folks who oppose this decision are fearful of, they believe a half dozen other states, including Maryland, have similar laws to New York, and maybe those states will try to revise their laws in some way. How likely is that to happen?
No, I think quite likely. Maryland is one of the five other states, in addition to New York, that has laws that that are similar, that require some special showing to get a permit. That's California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Maryland. So, yes, I think the Maryland restriction's now in trouble.
Pete, very quickly before we go, you know, the term public places, that means potentially universities and hospitals. How does that all play out?
Well, the Supreme Court does say, the majority opinion says, that states can restrict carrying a gun into a sensitive place. And they mentioned courthouses and state capitals and that kind of thing. But they left it open for local governments to define what a sensitive place is. Does that include, as Justice Breyer asked among the dissenters, sports arenas? Does that include subways? Does that include Times Square? You know, future courts are going to have to answer that question.
Pete, always great to get your perspective. Thank you so much.
Thanks.